Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Friday, the 20th of May. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent, numbers 120 to 134. We can't cover all the detail in those sermons, so these podcasts give a bit more information. We're in Psalm 120, and we're reading verses 5, 6, and 7. The psalmist writes, "Woe to me, that I dwell in Meshech, that I live among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I lived among those who hate peace. I am a man of peace, but when I speak, they are for war." So we come to the end of this first psalm, the psalm that begins the pilgrimage from wherever the pilgrim is to Jerusalem to worship there together with his brothers. Meshech, he says, woe that I live there, woe that I live among the tents of Kedar. These are symbolic places. Well, they're real places, but he brings them together symbolically. Meshech is in the far north, Genesis 10, verse 2, Ezekiel 39, verse 1. Kedar is in the Syro-Arabian desert, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 10. So these are in very different places, very, very far apart. So he does not live there. But they represent living in the wild, I suppose, living far from home, far from a home of peace, amongst a barbarous and a warlike people. He talks about war in this passage. I think what he's saying is, this world is not my home, and I want out. Perhaps he is homesick, surrounded by pagans, wishing he were in Jerusalem with his fellow worshippers. It feels to me as if he is lost, and someone once said that when we are lost, we should not look at the lightning that flashes, but at the road it illuminates. He's going through a difficult time. In the beginning of the psalm, he talks about his distress. Tragedy and difficulty, in truth, can illuminate our true spiritual state. But that tragedy and those difficulties should not be the things we dwell on, but instead they help propel us on the way forward that the light has revealed. There comes a time to reject the present situation, like Abraham leaving Mesopotamia or Moses leaving Egypt. It's more than just a moving on. It's a rejection of what currently is, what surrounds us, what is normal for us. And this leaving, this parting, can cause pain, but it is worth it. Of course, while we live on this earth, we never fully arrive, but we are going somewhere better, rather like the pilgrims on the road to Jerusalem. In saying woe to me, and in saying in verse 6, too long have I lived among those who hate peace, perhaps also he's expressing repentance. Perhaps he's got used to living among the ungodly, living perhaps even a life of compromise. When we're far away from worship, too often we do compromise. He feels perhaps he's lived amongst the liars so long, amongst those who are far from God and far from godly behavior, that now he realizes, I really do want to change. And while his neighbors do not want peace with God, he has come to the realization that this is what he needs. As Derek Kidner comments in his commentary on this passage, this little passage is a classic comment on the unequal yoke, the incompatibility of light and darkness, which no amount of goodwill, short of capitulation or conversion, can resolve. Of course, the New Testament counsels us not to compromise with the world. 1 John 2, verse 15. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of the sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from God. There's a calling here for us not to get too used to being amongst and in this world. We are here temporarily, and like this psalmist, maybe even for some of us today, it's time for a parting, time for a leaving, time to not hold on to the values of this world, to not be over influenced by the values of this world, perhaps at work, to resolve to stand out again in our family, to stand out, to live for what we truly believe and not to give in to the pressures around us. Well, tomorrow we'll go on to Psalm 121. Until then, if you want to know more about our church work or get hold of me, you can via our website, nwlcc.org. And until the next time, I do hope you have a wonderful day. And God bless.